On the line now, I have Linda Smith, who is helpline manager with Women's Aid. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
Yeah, thanks very much for taking the call. Now, there's an appeal for volunteers out at the moment for Women's Aid to work on the helpline. But we'll just remind the listeners about Women's Aid, what they're all about.
Yeah, just to say that Women's Aid has been supporting women around the issue of domestic violence for the past 40 years, and part of our way of supporting women is through our national free phone helpline, which operates currently from 10 a.m. until 10 p.m. Now, obviously, we do recruit volunteers annually, and this is for volunteers who work on the helpline with us. Unfortunately, due to lack of funding resources ourselves, we can't, fully employ staff to work on the helpline. So we do have to recruit for volunteers, and our volunteer team is fantastic. There's a great committed team of volunteers who work with us currently, and we do have to, as I say, recruit annually. We also provide one-to-one support services for women on an outreach basis, and there's various locations around the Great Dublin and the Greater Dublin area where outreach workers can speak to women on a one-to-one basis and look at information and practical supports in terms of what they're going through right now.
Okay, as you know, I cover domestic violence. I also cover homelessness, and I recently did an interview about the housing crisis that's going on in Dublin, and I was talking, it came up that there's a lot of women and children who are presenting themselves as refugees because they have to leave the family home because they're suffering from violence. Like, what sort of society would let women and children leave the family home because they're being abused by their partner?
Yeah, well, it's hard to say, to be honest with you. I mean, Refuge is a resource for women when they actually have no choice but to leave the family home due to feeling unsafe, feeling intimidated, feeling in fear of their partner. And generally speaking, women will, obviously stay in a relationship until there's such an escalation that they literally will have to leave their home. They could leave their home in the middle of the night. They can leave early hour of the morning until they get some sort of secure accommodation. Most women might first try and access support through family and friends. That may not be an option for some women, and obviously Refuge is there for women when they have nowhere to literally go for safety and security and support around that issue of domestic abuse.
It's terrible that we're talking about it, but this, we've been talking about it for years now at this stage, and is there anything changing at all in the...
It seems to be ongoing from our own perspective, and providing service delivery to women who are talking to us about what they're experiencing in intimate relationships in their own home, that, it still is very much in existence. And when we talk about women who make contact to our services, it's the tip of the iceberg in terms of our figures. We recently launched our impact report for 2014, and our services heard over 16,000 disclosures of domestic violence against women, and that's through emotional, physical, sexual and financial abuse. So women are still making contact with our services, as they are through all of the services locally and nationally around the country, who are supporting victims of abuse. So, there doesn't seem to be a decrease in the number of contacts, but I suppose we are concerned about women who are not making contact with our service or other services around the country where they can access support if they're experiencing domestic abuse or domestic violence, that, there is help out there and that they shouldn't feel isolated or alone with that issue.
And you and the helpline can make referrals to organisations.
We do indeed, and you spoke a little bit about Refuge there. When a woman makes contact with our helpline and she is identifying that she's looking for support around Refuge accommodation, we do make calls on behalf of the woman to try and take the stress of making contact with a number of different contacts, either locally, you know, in the greater Dublin area or outside the county of Dublin. So we can support women through that process of making the referral and, you know, to really find out if there is accommodation available in the refuges or not, rather than, you know, arriving at a refuge, making, you know, having probably jumped through a lot of hoops to get to a refuge to find maybe that there is no accommodation. So we look at, you know, what other safety mechanisms might be there for women who find themselves out of the home.
And in situations like that where there's no availability of refuge, there's a danger that that woman will have to go back into the situation that she's after fighting to leave.
Fleeing, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, what do women do? What's the alternative, really? Depending on the level of risk that they've just fled, you know, we'd have to look at, you know, does she feel safe enough to go home if that's an option for her? And, you know, what kind of mechanisms can she kind of do to keep herself safe for the night? Does she end up in a Garda station, you know, because she doesn't feel safe enough to go home? You know, what's the alternative? You can't have, you know, a mother and children, if she has children, out in the streets for the night, rambling around the streets, you know. It's a really desperate situation that women can find themselves in, you know, but we always try and focus on prioritising safety for herself and safety for her children, you know.
Oh, that's a horrible situation. And what's wrong with legislation that a woman and children have to leave a family home and the man is left at home? I just want to stress as well that I do interview A men as well, so it's not just them. Women
yeah,
that suffer from this.
Yeah, I mean the orders are there for women to apply. You know, the safety order if somebody wants to stay living in the family home, but it, you know, prevents the abuser from further intimidating or putting the person in fear in the family home. But it is about responding. It's about, you know, if there is a breach of an order, that women actually do call the guards and report it. And if there's continuous breaches, that the guards have a record of the breaches and, you know, that they can act upon those breaches, whether that's bringing the perpetrator to court to make them accountable for the breaches of the order. And then, of course, there's the barring order. Now I don't have the statistics, John, to talk about around those orders, but barring orders today are very difficult to get unless there's extreme physical violence and there has to be a lot of evidence to back up somebody being barred from the home. So
yeah, somebody did actually say that to me. That
well.
Yeah, somebody did actually mention that to me, that barring orders were very, very hard to get, which is disgraceful. But listen, we'll go back to the volunteer appeal, Linda.
Yeah.
What sort of, I'd say it can be quite disturbing sometimes listening to people ringing for help. What sort of people would you be looking for, and what sort of training would be provided?
Yeah, well, we're looking for women who can listen, who are good active listeners and who can express empathy to somebody who might be in crisis or distress. And we do provide a 6-week program of training. It totals to 46 hours over the 6 weeks period. It's a Thursday evening and then three or four Saturdays, full days. So anyone who might be interested could go on our website and have a look at the finer details around specific requirements. But anyone who has an interest in domestic violence and who has a passion to support women who might be going through that issue, we're really, really interested in hearing from. It's a really great training programme. There's amazing support for our volunteer pool. We have monthly volunteer supervision and support sessions, and we have one-to-one supports following shifts as well. So, as I said to you, we've got a great committed team, and we're just looking for more people who are willing to give their time, you know, during the week if they have some spare time to support our service.
And is it just women you're looking for, Linda?
Well, because we're a women-based, focused organisation, we have to respond sensitively to our caller pool, who the majority are women. We do receive calls from men from time to time, but it's a very small number, so we are specifically looking for women because of the sensitive nature of the callers who use our helpline.
Yeah, the reason I asked that was because I've interviewed a man on occasions and it's always women that I talk to, and the people on the helpline are women.
Okay.
We keep talking about the helpline. Would you give out the number for the helpline?
I will indeed. The helpline is an accredited service, and the staff there and volunteers are fully experienced and trained to answer the calls. And the number is 1-800-341-900, and the service operates 7 days a week from 10 in the morning until 10 in the evening.
So that's 1-800-341-900.
And we just encourage people that if, you know, they think that something is not quite right in the relationship, or they're wondering, is this domestic abuse, domestic violence, give us a call, and we're ready and waiting just to support you and just to listen to, you know, what you're going through and help you process the situation yourself.
Okay, Linda, thank you very much for taking the call. Is there anything you'd like to add?
No, it's great to have your support and to help us highlight the issue and raise awareness of domestic violence. It's great to be able to have the conversation, so we're hoping that women will make contact with us.
Yes, and the helpline again is 1-800-341-900, and we will urge anybody in a situation like that to contact you. Just to mention, Linda, is there a deadline for applications?
The deadline for applications is coming very fast and quickly to us, but I would urge anybody who's interested just to have a look on the website or make contact to us directly.
Right, Linda, once again, thanks very much for taking the call.
Thank you, and thanks so much.
I'm sure we'll talk again. Thank you, Linda.
Thanks a lot. Bye now.
Yes, Linda Smith there, who is helpline manager with Women's Aid. And if you are in a situation and you feel you need the help of helpline of Women's Aid, they're a wonderful, wonderful organisation. And that phone number again is 1-800-349-900. And if you feel as if you want to volunteer, I'm sure all the information is available on www.womensaid.ie.